From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. Kansas City lawyer Todd Graves will soon be taking over as the new chairman of the Missouri Republican Party. He is the choice of Governor-elect Eric Greitens. Graves says he hopes to build on the party's success in this fall's elections.
We have come to dominate in the rural parts of the state where I was raised, but we need to perform better in the suburban parts of the state where I live now. I live in a suburban area, and we need outreach into the urban parts of the state.
Graves will be focused on the 2018 elections, where the GOP will try to capture the state auditor post and the U.S. Senate seat, both currently held by Democrats. A replacement is needed because current chairman John Hancock said last month that he will step down to return to political consulting. A citizen panel is recommending raises for Missouri elected officials. This month, the Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials released a report calling for 8% raises for the governor and other statewide elected officials in the 2018 and 2019 fiscal years. The panel also recommended raises of roughly 2% for lawmakers in both fiscal years. The raises would cost the state about $470,000 over both fiscal years. Incoming Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens would get a raise of more than $22,000. In Missouri, raises for elected officials are determined by the independent panel, but the legislature has the power to block pay hikes. The legislature in 2015 rejected an identical pay hike proposal for statewide officials. If lawmakers don't block the raises by February 1st, they will take effect. Lincoln University in Jefferson City says several faculty members will be out of jobs by the end of the school year. University President Kevin Rome tells the Jefferson City News Tribune that the layoffs are a part of program eliminations. It is unclear how many teachers are being laid off. Lincoln University officials decided in July to decertify the school's history degree and cancel two music degrees, as well as a two-year early education degree. That decision was based on low graduation numbers over the last 5 years, prospective students' slow demand for a program, and a low regional or national career demands for the program. Some faculty members challenged the statistics behind these program eliminations. A new maximum security psychiatric building in Fulton, Missouri will be named after outgoing Governor Jay Nixon. A three-person board composed of Nixon, Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, and Attorney General Chris Koster approved the naming during a meeting today at the governor's Capitol office. Nixon abstained from the vote. Construction of the new facility is underway at Fulton State Hospital, which was built in 1851. During the meeting, state officials also named a St. Louis State Office building on Chateau Avenue after Michael Keithley, who died in 2008. Keithley served as an administration commissioner under former Governor Matt Blunt. He previously was Senate Administrator. Missouri Representative Kip Kindrick and six other House Democrats filed seven ethics reform bills on Tuesday. KBIA's Michaela Tucker has more.
The proposed legislation includes creating new term limits, banning gifts from lobbyists, and regulating campaign committees. Kindrick says the proposed legislation is based on the campaign platform of Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens. Greitens campaigned in part on a so-called serve and sit law, where lawmakers would wait an equal amount of time of their service before becoming lobbyists. Kindrick proposed a bill that makes it a five-year wait.
So if you impose a five-year wait on a legislator becoming a lobbyist, then hopefully you can cycle through all of those potential conflicts of interest.
Kindrick says he hopes to have the seven bills on the governor's desk by mid-January. The new legislative session begins January 4th. Michaela Tucker, KBIA News.
Lincoln University in Jefferson City says several faculty members will be out of jobs by the end of the school year. University President Kevin Rome tells the Jefferson City News Tribune that the layoffs are a part of program eliminations. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.